Hi, and welcome to Bytes by MSDN. I'm Mike Benkovich, and I'm sitting down today with Chip Aubrey. Chip, you're a Silverlight developer. You're in the user experience space.
Yep.
What's going on?
I work for TribalDDB. We're a global ad agency. One of our clients is McDonald's. So, we did some Silverlight work with them around the Olympics timeframe.
So, working in advertising, you're working with fun applications as opposed to the little line of business doing an accounting app. What kinds of stuff are you doing with this user experience stuff?
Well, we've done some big site dev, and then we do a lot with McDonald's around their monthly promotions. Mm-hmm. So they feature on, a different product segment for a given month. So around the Olympics timeframe, they were focused on McNuggets, and so that's where we got to do some work with their team and work through. Bunch of different designs and came up with the Olympic Village for the McNugget Village.
The McNugget Village.
Right, so there's different buildings you could fly into. And
oh, cool.
A pretty rich user experience. And then they sent 10 children to the Olympics. Mm-hmm. And so they took photos and they blogged. And, we made sure that was all, exposed in this experience.
All tied together.
And kept updating it throughout the Olympics and took in their blog posts and took in their videos and photos, and pretty cool.
I remember going out and taking a look at that. Now, that was built with using Silverlight, built on top of what other technologies, what kinds of things did you run into when you're building this?
Well, the front end, the user experience is all Silverlight, which was, right. A great thing. We partnered with Phenom Blue. They helped us with the development on that piece. Mm-hmm. Our responsibility on the back end, we hosted on Azure, so we had SQL Azure. We had some WCF services and a web slice hosted in the web role.
Uh-huh.
And then we used the CDN for all that blog content, for all the videos and all of that. So that was all in blob storage.
So it's kind of really taking the full stack and leveraging that out. Now with the new Windows Phone, is the Silverlight going to translate through, and do you see a future going that way?
Yeah, there's some opportunities there. We've got several clients that are interested in looking at all the different, all the different devices. They don't want to necessarily exclude, but they want to be inclusive when they're marketing and they want to hit the largest target. So, we have to stay on top of all of those things. And the Windows Phone is just another one of those things that we're trying to get up to speed.
Right. It's sort of like
it's exciting, though. Yeah.
Now, how'd you get started working with the computers and technology? What was your first computer? I guess is the key question.
A TI-99/4A. That was my first with a cassette tape.
Is that the one that stacks sideways and you keep adding peripherals?
Yeah, you could add, I had a voice synthesizer, so, made it say all sorts of inappropriate things to send it out as a kid. But that was my first development experience, too. I started programming in BASIC.
Start playing around with the user experience right out of the bat.
Right.
And even playing with the peripherals.
Yeah, it turned out that I didn't have enough money to keep playing the Vector Star Wars game, and so I was like, I'm going to have to program something to be able to play. Dad's not going to give me too many more quarters.
Yeah, well, you get to a point where, the technology starts becoming fun, and you started writing games?
Yeah, never really published anything. Never got through it, but got to the point where I could control the joystick and do all that stuff, and went to a couple classes that taught game development when I was a kid over the summer.
Have you played with the XNA toolkits and the stuff
like
that?
I have not gone back to game development. I should really look at it because all the C#.net translates into the game world. So it's something to investigate for sure.
Well, even just Silverlight gives you the opportunity to kind of come back to almost your roots of what it was that was fun about computers was being able to play around with the media and the video and all the rest of that.
Exactly.
So I bet you get paid to do this, and it's like, wow, I get to play around with the Silverlight.
Yeah. And if you see the games on Xbox Live that all of the the one-off developers, the single shop, single guy shop, single female shop, they're doing amazing stuff. Those games. So I don't think it's an easy entry point. The work's cut out if you want to get into that. There's some really good guys out there.
Yeah, it seemed like the work, was easy back when we started, and then it got really hard, and now it's getting easy again.
Yeah,
getting kids into playing with the technology too. Do you mess around with that kind of thing?
Volunteering with the kids. There's a couple programs in Chicago that I did visit where they actually try to bring high school students into the consulting world. They do projects, and they have to stay on top of timelines and everything. Yeah. They get to learn the cycles and get into that professional thing. So we were over there and we did a talk, and that was pretty cool. The kids are really engaged in learning that and really want to be able to, become a professional, mm-hmm. IT consultant.
Really work with it. There's a program called DigiGirls that we kind of promote to kind of get kids into technology. Well, it seems like the technology has changed a lot, and yeah. You're having some fun with it. I want to thank you for coming on to Bytes by MSDN, and we'll see you next time. And thank you for joining us, and we'll talk to you next time.
All right, thanks. So.